Welcome to News Video Clip. We have been covering Donald Trump's disastrous Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. that nobody is going to. And the gals over at I've Had It actually have more footage on this disaster. So let's go over there and take a look at Trump's disaster.
No one is there. If you're listening...
All right, there's wait a for it. There we go. Baton.
How many people would you say are there?
There's maybe seven people on.
Yeah. Seven? Yeah. And I kept seeing on Twitter, like, the booths are empty. The ice cream is melty. Here's the deal. You know Donald Trump is a cancer on the ass of America when the American State Fair has to be canceled twice and Vanilla Ice won't reschedule. That's how bad it is. Ice, well, ice, baby.
And not only Vanilla Ice, but Bret Michaels canceled. And famously, Bret Michaels won the Celebrity Apprentice, their buddies. So, you know, that's just something.
So there you go. It's so bad that Vanilla Ice canceled, Bret Michaels canceled. I mean, this fair is just an absolute disaster. But, of course, Fox News is doing everything they can to defend this disaster. They're desperately trying to pretend it's a success. So let's go back to I've Had It, and they have more footage.
But we can always count on Fox to fluff this man. So they're trying to, you know, act like it's so great. So play us the clip from Fox, Kylie.
The pictures really don't tell the full story, because if you look behind us, you see, okay, there are a couple hundred people back there, but the truth is when you get your way over here and you're in this walk.
For everybody that's watching, you can see there's nobody. It's all green. White booths, all green. If that is 100 people, I am Miss America. I mean, that just simply is a big, fat lie. Nobody wants to come to this because people are starting to understand fascism sucks.
It's so true. I mean, this thing has just been a total and utter disaster. But yet we have one more clip from I've Had It, and this one even surprised me. It's so sick and so gross. I shouldn't be surprised, but here we go. So let's go back and visit I've Had It. They have this clip. Here we go.
A MAGA supporter who was playing Uncle Sam on stilts, no less. Kylie, tell us what he got caught doing at the National Mall.
Oh, he got accused of masturbating at the Great American State Fair, which is the least shocking thing I've ever heard.
And what's so funny about it is the Daily Mail goes, MAGA fan accused of masturbating at Donald Trump's Great American State Fair in latest setback for embattled event. So even across the pond, they know that this is an absolute disaster. Also, was anybody shocked that a MAGA person was beating off at Trump's event?
And look at the tweet. Says, this is from Shelby. She says, so the Great American State Fair lasted approximately 17 minutes before a guy got caught masturbating. And I bet he's not the only one. He was just the only one that got caught.
Absolutely. He's not.
So there you go. Hardly anyone is coming to the Great American State Fair, but the people who are actually there are coming in a different way. Just so gross, so sick. And speaking of gross and sick, Elon Musk has been promoting this really gross vigilante film about this American who travels to Europe to murder these immigrants whom he thinks are guilty of something, something. Now, what's weird is the guy, the film star, Armie Hammer, who plays the vigilante, he himself has been accused of rape and physical abuse. All right, first of all, Forbes reports how Musk is promoting this film on Twitter X. You see the tweet Elon wrote, Citizen Vigilante 2, I guess that's going to be the sequel, will be even better. And then Forbes reports that the film has been banned in Germany for its depiction of violence against immigrants. It goes on to say, Musk, who has attacked European leaders over immigration policies, has boosted right-wing backlash against immigrant groups in those countries. So it's almost like Musk is promoting a film that almost sounds like his dream, like his fantasy. It's pretty sick. Now, People reports on the star Armie Hammer, who has had numerous controversies in the past few years. In January 2021, numerous women came forward with allegations of misconduct, sharing alleged messages from Armie Hammer centered around BDSM and cannibalistic fantasies. Cannibalistic, of course, is when humans are eating humans. Following the allegations, which Armie Hammer denied, Hammer was dropped by his talent agency and his personal publicist, and he had to leave several acting projects, including Shotgun Wedding, a movie opposite Jennifer Lopez. In March of 2021, more details came to light about Armie Hammer's alleged behavior. A woman named Effie accused Hammer of committing rape and other acts of violence through their on-and-off 4-year relationship. During this time, Hammer was married to Elizabeth Chambers. Now, Chambers is now his ex-wife, and she recently said that her divorce from Hammer was incredibly painful. I just have to wonder if the divorce was more painful than the marriage. I don't know. The whole thing is just so sick and so gross. Obviously, it's fueled by bigots like Elon Musk. All right, now we're going to move over to another horrible human being, Dr. Oz, who is head of Medicaid and Medicare in the United States. So he wields a lot of power. And he was on Fox News the other day, and he was complaining that 40% of people who signed up for Obamacare have not used the insurance yet. And so he accused them of somehow committing fraud, and he also said they were, quote, fake people. So let's take a look at Dr. Oz spewing his lies on Fox News.
Historically, Obamacare had 9 million people on it. 9 million people. This year, over 23 million people apparently signed up. But of the people who signed up, 40% never used the insurance. Let me ask you a question, John. You have health insurance. Do you use it once a year? Buy a prescription, you go visit a doctor, call somebody?
If I don't.
So I love this, how Dr. Oz, who looks like he's in his 60s, is asking another guy who's in his 60s if he ever uses insurance. I guess he does.
We use it once a day.
In Obamacare right now, 40% of the people ostensibly signed up never use the insurance. So it raises, again, the reality that there are many people who are signed up who are getting paid for but don't believe they have the insurance, don't know they have insurance, didn't want the insurance. And these brokers are able to make a ton of money off the American taxpayer. So, of course, the Democrats are arguing aggressively that any people who leave Obamacare is only happening because of the enhanced premium subsidies that were put in place for a short period of time during COVID by the Democrats. That's not right.
Actually, it is right. And what happened was the Trump administration came in and they removed the Obamacare subsidies. And what that did was it made the insurance prices skyrocket because the subsidies weren't there to cover the increased insurance prices. So let's listen to Dr. Oz keep lying.
The reality is, we have a lot of fake people on the policies. We want them off because they don't want the insurance. They're covered elsewhere, or at least they never wanted to be in this program. If they want other ones, it's fine. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And what Secretary Kennedy announced.
So what he's saying is, if you're not using your insurance, you're supposedly one of these fake people. And what they're going to do is they're going to claim fraud in order to cut more Obamacare. This is the Trump playbook. Accuse fraud and then cut the program. Accuse fraud, cut the program. This is so obvious. We all know the script by now. Now we're going to go down to Florida and we're going to learn that insurance is actually pretty important. Look at this. The Kaiser Family Foundation reports that in Republican-controlled Florida, hospitals are quickly kicking gunshot victims out of hospitals because they don't have insurance. The Kaiser Family Health News and The Trace report, when uninsured patients arrive at hospitals in Florida with gunshot wounds, on the average, they spend significantly fewer days in the hospitals than those who do have insurance. Among the most severely injured patients, the uninsured stay three fewer days in the hospital compared with people who do have insurance. So if you don't have insurance and you get a gunshot wound, hospitals in Florida are going to try to kick you out as quickly as they can. If you do have insurance, you're going to get better health care. But Dr. Oz doesn't want to mention this. I wonder why. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for today. We link all of our stories right below this video. We back up every single claim we make. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Kristen Hawkins, Riley Gaines, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, they're all paid influencers. They're all paid liars. They never back up any of their claims. We do. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody for subscribing to this channel. If this is your first time and you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate it, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.